Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, October the 6th, 2023. First Friday in the month of October, 19 minutes past the hour, and autumn weather has certainly come in. Just go outside this morning. The temperatures aren't bad, but the autumn winds and the autumn rain have certainly come in as of yesterday. And you know what that's just in time for? The big game tomorrow. After a week off, after a harrowing experience with Notre Dame, the Ohio State Buckeyes return tomorrow to play the undefeated Maryland at the Shoe in Columbus, Ohio. It is going to be an extravaganza. I hear Fox Sports is going to be there. It is going to be something. And to talk here for 15 minutes or so this morning about that game and all the things surrounding it, our pal, a dear friend for close to 20 years now. Can you imagine that? He is the superfan, Buckeye guy. Buckeye guy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott Spears. It is almost Christmas Day. It's homecoming weekend.
It absolutely is. Now, for people in college who might not understand that, what is homecoming weekend?
Homecoming weekend is where you celebrate everything about college. Homecoming weekend, the people come back that have graduated and went on to be successful, and maybe not so successful, come back, have a great game. We're supposed to win this game and just celebrate.
And it is going to be a celebration. The weather is going to be perfect for high school sports.
It's football weekend. I do want to cut across the field just for a second here and acknowledge the passing of one of football's greatest players, Dick Butkus.
Wasn't he great? All he did with the Chicago Bears all those years, and he turned into a pretty good actor later on in his life.
Dick Butkus done commercials. Dick Butkus done colors. Dick Butkus done everything. And like you say, he transformed from being one of the most ferocious people of the monsters of the Midway, the Chicago Bears.
Now, being that it is homecoming weekend, Buckeye guy, who at the game are you most excited to catch up with?
I'm looking for Cornelius Green, Archie Griffin. I'm looking for the 1973 team. I'm looking for Pete Johnson. I'm looking for Brian Bashnagle. That whole team will be on the field tomorrow.
That is a great group of guys, and the things they have done outside of football have been great, but certainly their football accolades cannot be denied.
Homecoming weekend is outstanding. I cannot wait. They're going to march the guys out one more time, and knowing full well that Archie Griffin is the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner.
You know, Buckeye guy, in the grand scheme of things, what is Archie Griffin's place in college football history, of course, with being the two-time Heisman Trophy winner?
It's unparalleled. A guy came out and played in the same Little League organization as the Buckeye guys, the Little Linden Eagles. He went on to play at the Eastmore Warriors, went on to play at The Ohio State University. Coach Woody Hayes put him in one time. He fumbled the ball. He threw him back on the darn sideline. It was one of the assistant coaches that says, "Coach Hayes, this guy's special. Give him another chance." And he ran for 200 some odd yards, and the rest is history.
Certainly is. Buckeye guy, tomorrow the big game with Maryland. Normally, I don't think people would be talking about this as a hugely competitive game, but I think the game with Notre Dame, came down to the last play. The Buckeyes did pull that out. Couple that with the fact that Maryland is undefeated. People are really talking about this game. Now, it could be a blowout, and of course, all Ohio State fans hope it is, but there's a little more competitive nature being talked about. I saw Fox Sports had a story up. Could Maryland be the one to upset Ohio State? There's a lot of talk going on here.
Coach Mike Oxley came up under the tutelage of Nick Saban, their current coach at Maryland. Don't forget, their current quarterback is Tua Tagovailoa's little brother. That guy can sling the ball around the park. Maryland has always played us close here in the last 10 years. It's always win by two, win by 1 point, win by three. Maryland has played great football.
Does the close game with Notre Dame 2 weeks ago have any impact on tomorrow's game?
Let me just get it out the way right now, Scott Spears. I certainly was biting my nails, pulling my hair down in South Bend, Indiana. That was one of the great comebacks, the great drives of all time. But we need to have consistency earlier in the game. We need to come out and just go down the field, score touchdowns, win this game by supposedly 19 or 20 points.
Yeah, I hear 18.5, 19 points is what Ohio State is favored to win the game by. But I think, again, Fox Sports, who is going to, they're going to be there tomorrow, and that is highly exciting for a lot of people. But I think what people are looking at is they're saying, boy, that game came down to the last play 2 weeks ago. Maryland's a tough team. They're undefeated. They know that. And as you've just pointed out, it's been competitive the last few years.
Absolutely. Now, let me tell you something, man. The Fox Big Noon broadcast will be at the Ohio State University tomorrow. That's Urban Meyer. I'm telling you, he's always Ohio's son, because he brought and delivered a championship in the 2014-2015 season that he promised that he would, and he came through. So thus being the reason that I, this particular Buckeye fan, will always be thankful for.
Well, and you know, people who tune in to Fox tomorrow, Fox Sports, I'm sure at some point they will have to see the Buckeye guy, because I would think the people over at Fox Sports are going to say, this is a representation, a positive, good representation of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and has been for so many years, as I said, the superfan, superfan. So I would imagine we'll see you tomorrow on the television.
Not only will they have an opportunity to see the Buckeye guy, but possibly Scott Spears himself, because Scott Spears will be at the homecoming game tomorrow, as Buckeye guys get.
And I'm looking forward to this because, to be honest with you, I think this is going to be a hugely competitive game. It's homecoming weekend. Fox is going to be there. It can't get any better than that.
Huge, man. I'm telling you, to have you there in person, seeing this thing all live, graduating from the Ohio State University, like we talked about homecoming, folks always seem to come home on this particular day and time.
Yeah, absolutely right. I am an alumni, so I you know, it's kind of homecoming for me, too. I had not thought about that. I like it. So, Buckeye guy, how's the game going to go tomorrow?
It's going to go something like this, Scott. We're going to walk into that stadium. We're going to take our seat. We're going to see the band come down. We're going to see Brutus doing push-ups. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be, listen, brisk. It'll be football weather. Wear your extra jacket, and the game is going to be just fine. We'll come out and score the first 14 points. They'll score because they're a good team, like you mentioned, and we'll outlast them 35-20.
So a close game, not a blowout.
Well, you know what? I think 35 points, we've also been scoring a lot of points. 35 points would be plenty to do this. may need a little more, but I think our defense is playing great this year. So we're excited, and we want to stand on that defense and put the flames out for the Maryland Terrapins.
So the key to this game tomorrow, though, something to watch for the fan who's watching at home, the Buckeyes need to score first, and they need to build up points in the first half.
That's exactly how it's going to play out, man. That's right. We need to get in there, get on top of this darn team, get them down, because like I said, Coach Oxley is one heck of a coach, man, and he's turned that program around for you could just come in and mark a W on it, but not anymore. You got to come in and take care of your business at the shoe.
Now, Buckeye Guy, do you do anything special for homecoming weekend?
Homecoming's going to be unbelievable. Obviously, there's a great tailgate down there. There's all kind of cool stuff. I want to come in and see all of the fans that may not have been there in a few years, much like yourself, much like each and every person. I got some guys coming in from California. Some guys, matter of fact, Cornelius Green is flying all the way in, and matter of fact, he's here from D.C. So it's some great, great stuff to be had at the shoe. All the tradition, the skull sessions going on. There's thousands of things that can be happening. But at 12 noon, high noon, I'll be in my seat.
It all goes down. Buckeye Guy, I appreciate everything, and thank you for joining us this morning, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Let's go, Buck.
Hey, thanks, Buckeye Guy.
All right.
The legendary superfan himself, Buckeye Guy. Well, there's your prediction. OSU 35, Maryland 20. Now, I don't know. Does that seem accurate to you? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. I am in the studio this morning. 30 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. You know, I had never thought about that, but, you know, I did graduate from Ohio State a few years ago now, and it is homecoming weekend, so it is kind of like a homecoming for myself as well. How about that? Coming home for homecoming. A lot of great names were rattled off there. Pete Johnson, Cornelius Green. I think I've interviewed both of them, Pete Johnson and Cornelius Green. Archie Griffin, of course, one of the great legends of college football in general, let alone just the Buckeyes. Former coaches, I believe, will be there. Homecoming weekend, what a thing. Now, in the beginning of that interview, I just want to let you know that I did catch myself when I said perfect weather for high school football. Now, obviously what I meant to say was perfect weather for college football. But it is perfect weather for high school sports going on tonight as well. So I think that blooper? Yeah, that little blooper is okay. We can leave that one in. Sometimes the mouth just doesn't work. Let me tell you, last night I had, I don't know what's going on. The last two nights I have had the worst night's sleep possible. And I'm not really sure what's driving that, to be honest with you. Because maybe it's the change in weather. I have no idea. Because normally I sleep fine. But the last two nights, I have had, boy, all kinds of trouble sleeping. And then you have to come in here and take your verbal exams in the morning, and you end up saying things like, high school. The weather will be perfect for high school. How are you liking this weather that we've got going on here? It's a little chilly. It's a little rainy. The rain certainly came down yesterday. Changed the weather in general. Give me a buzz. Love to hear from you this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm sure a lot of people inside this morning. You know, when we were going off the air yesterday, we had an interesting chat with Sarah, our friend Sarah, who's out there listening. Hope she's listening this morning. But she was talking about the digital coupons and all the things you can do with those digital coupons and how she had gotten cat food and diet soda and just a whole, I think, toilet paper. She had gotten toilet paper and paid like 20 cents, under 20 cents, for everything because of digital coupons. Are there any digital couponers out there? Are there any people who clip the coupons still out of the paper? I know there are still, well, I guess they've become more of sale ads. They're more sale ads now than coupon clipping. But I'll tell you, these digital coupons are a thing. How do people feel about the digital coupons? Do you like the digital coupons? Do you not like the digital coupons? Apparently, you can get some serious savings at stores like Dollar General if you use the digital coupons. So that's very good to hear. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, Matt Morgan is supposed to be here this morning, but as you have noted the last few weeks, sometimes he tends to oversleep. So we will find out what has happened with Matt here, hopefully, in the next few minutes, or maybe in the next hour, as it were. We have Pastor Whitaker this morning at 9:15 a.m. Matt will certainly be with us at 10:15 this morning. Then we've got Pastor Craig at 11:15, and then the whole gang, Matt, Pastor Craig, and myself, will be together for the Exchange Club, 12:15 to 1 p.m. today. Heaven knows there's lots to talk about on that program today. Then tonight we've got Friday Night Live, Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, myself, Sean Kraft. That'll be a fun show. Big preview for the big Ohio State game tomorrow. Also, it'll be nice to have Carrington back in the studio. She was on vacation last week, so it'll be great to have her back in studio. All right. Well, is there anything going on that anybody wants to talk about out there in the world? Not a whole lot on the agenda, aside from the weather changing last night. Do you like this weather? I mean, I know that we all like the sun and we all like the heat, but, you know, it's been sunny and warm for, 3-4 months now, and autumn is finally coming in. I mean, it is the sixth day of October, so it was bound to happen. Do you like that the autumn weather has come in? Do you like this rainy weather? You know, I don't know if a whole lot of people like the rainy weather. I think the temperature change, a lot of people can deal with the temperature change, but it's the rainy weather that people don't really care about or don't really care for. But it's here, so you just have to deal with it. 36 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Remember, official prediction for the Ohio State game tomorrow. Now write this down. From Buckeye Guy himself, the big homecoming game, OSU 35, Maryland 20. OSU 35, Maryland 20. You know, trash day around here is Thursday, I believe. And this morning when I came in, I was picking up the trash cans to put them back up near the studio. Boy, there was a ton of water on those trash cans. I don't know how much rain fell yesterday, but it seems like a lot more rain fell than what I had thought had fallen. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know. Does anybody have a reading on how much rain fell yesterday? It's always interesting to get a good rain reading from somebody out there who's listening. How much rain fell yesterday here in the Marion area? If you know, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's I gave you the wrong number there. See, I told you, didn't sleep very well last night. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a rain reading, water reading from last night? What an interesting turn of events when the weather changes quickly, like it did last night. Now, I went through McDonald's this morning, and they are big now into passing out these brochures or flyers or whatever you'd like to call them. Now, the flyer they passed out this morning, now see, I read these things immediately now because of the debacle we had with National Cheeseburger Day. Get saucy with it, October 13th, 14th, and 15th. $1 four-piece chicken McNuggets with any purchase, and you can try one of their limited flavor sauces. They've got the Mambo sauce. Now, I don't know if that's Mambo or Mambo. I'm guessing Mambo, M-A-M-B-O sauce, and they've got the sweet and spicy jam. And I guess these are good for McNuggets. So, look ahead to the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and a free or $1 four-piece chicken nugget with any purchase at McDonald's. So, you have a week's notice on that one. Now, I get sweet and spicy jam, but I don't know what Mambo sauce is. Does anybody know what Mambo sauce is? See, I go for the old honey. It doesn't even list honey here. It says, don't forget these classics too. Barbecue, sweet and sour, and ranch. Apparently, those are the top things people put on their chicken McNuggets. Now, I've always liked the honey. The pure honey. And McDonald's is the only place that I know of, fast food-wise, that has just the pure honey. What do you put on your chicken nuggets? Now, there's an interesting question here on this Getaway Friday morning. 740-383-9944. What kind of sauce do you put on your chicken nuggets? And by the way, I still have not figured out what I'm going to do with this whole gift-giving situation. I've mentioned it every day this week that I've been at a certain job for a certain period of time and they sent me a catalog telling me to pick out a gift because I'd been there, you know, for this certain amount of time. And the female gifts seem to be a lot better than the male gifts. So, oh, let's see here. We're getting a message here. Hot mustard. Mary's out there listening. Hot mustard. She likes hot mustard on her nuggets. You know, I think the nuggets are great. That's one thing at McDonald's I do like. Now, I know a lot of people talk about the fries, but I like the nuggets. I think the nuggets are very, very good. So you can get a dollar four-piece. Now, Brinley, one of our younger listeners, maybe our youngest listener, eats hers plain. Now, I know a lot of people who do that as well. They don't put any sauce on there as well, at all. So, Brinley, if you're out there listening this morning, I'm glad you are. But, yeah, I do honey. I like honey. So there's a little thing to denote in your daily activities that I like honey, on just plain honey, not honey mustard. People confuse that from time to time. Just plain honey on my chicken nuggets. All right, here we are this morning. Having an interesting time, 41 minutes past the hour. Mambo sauce. You know, I'm curious as to what this Mambo sauce is. Apparently, it's kind of a maroon type of a sauce. I don't know what a maroon sauce would be. To be honest with you. Well, if anybody knows, let me know. Give me a buzz here at the station today. All right. Well, what else could we talk about? Well, we could talk a little bit. You know, we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about politics on this show, but right now I think it's certainly interesting to talk about politics because our representative for this particular district, Jim Jordan, apparently does want to be Speaker of the House. And apparently we learned that he has President Trump, former President Trump's endorsement. I don't know. Is he going to be the next Speaker of the House? The two names that I've heard have been Scalise and Jordan. But the talk is that neither one of them is going to be able to get the votes necessary to become Speaker of the House. But it would be interesting if our representative became the Speaker of the House. That's a big, big position. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. All right. Well, we just got a message from Matt. Apparently, he slept through the alarm again. So that's what happened to Matt here in hour number one. But he'll be coming in, so we'll see him momentarily. But slept through the alarm. I'll tell you, you know, on a morning like this, when it's kind of rainy and it's kind of cool and you're in that bed and maybe you got to sleep kind of late, you don't really want to get out of bed. That's just kind of the facts of that particular situation. All right. Jim Jordan, good Speaker of the House. Do you think that's something that people would enjoy? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's nice to have somebody from the area in contention for this. No matter how you feel about these people, I think, you know, anytime somebody from your particular district is up for a big position like that, you have to like it in the idea that somebody's doing well from this particular area. Now, maybe you don't like the person. I don't know. You know, politics has gotten so angry lately that I can see why people like certain things, don't like certain things. It's a tough world we live in. All right. Well, you know, I did have some family feud here going way back. One that we had many, many weeks ago that we did not finish. So maybe we'll give this a shot here. We've got about 15 minutes. Matt's on the way. Just got the message. Matt is on the way. Okay. Name something a magician makes disappear. Now we have five big answers here. Name something a magician makes disappear. Five big answers, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does a magician make disappear? Five items. These are all things that are pretty well commonplace when it comes to magic, making something disappear. Remember, we are at the studio today, 740-383-9944. I know it's confusing when we go back and forth from the studio, the home studio, and the radio studio. And then I end up giving the wrong numbers when I'm on the air because, you know, it's easy to do. It's easy to screw that up. All right, here comes a call. Let's take the first call here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the rabbit.
The rabbit is the number one answer. How are you enjoying this cooler weather this morning?
I like cooler weather.
Do you like the rain?
No.
I know. You know, I bet people really are enjoying the weather, but I bet they're not enjoying the rain.
Well, like New York a few days ago, I'll take this.
Yeah, they really got a beating there in New York. Do you do the digital coupons?
You mean like with that smartphone?
Yeah.
No, I have the dumb phone. I don't have anything smart.
Well, I thought it was interesting when Sarah called in yesterday and said she got all that stuff for under 20 cents.
Yeah, would she say how she did that again? Because I don't know if I could get somebody to do it because when she said that cat food and stuff, because I'm spending a fortune.
Well, I think you have to find somebody with a smartphone or a computer, and they log into the Dollar General app, and they could sign you up on their phone. And then I think once you're signed up, I think you just clip the coupons, and then when you go in, I think it's right there. I think that's how it works. I'm not totally for sure.
Well, how do they know it's you, though? If I clip the coupons, do they have to have my phone number, probably? Is that it?
Well, they might do it by a phone number. They also might have a Dollar General card. I'm not really sure. I don't go into Dollar General very often.
See, I don't know. I don't do any of that stuff, so.
You know, that's a good...
I have to find out, because that was good. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, we'll have to find out here. Let me see if Sarah's out there, and she can give us a call and tell us how that all works.
I thought, well, maybe I'll just, if I had her number, call and have her to do it for me and stuff. But no, yeah, I'd like to know that.
Yeah, well, we'll see if she's out there. Hey, thanks for calling. All right. Yeah, you know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't shop at the Dollar General a whole lot. There's not really one that I go to. I think it's a nice store, though. I don't know. Do they have a card? Do they look you up by phone number? I imagine if you have your smartphone with you, there's probably just something they can scan, but I don't know if there's a card or a phone number lookup or how that all works. Does anybody know who does the digital coupons? And can you do it online without a smartphone? Can you go to a computer or something like that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently not a lot of digital couponers out there this morning. All right. Well, the Family Feud category, name something a magician makes disappear. Number one is a rabbit. Four other answers. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Don't they make cards disappear, too, up their sleeve and stuff?
Yep, card is number three on the list. You got it. Card shows up at number three on the list here today. The category, name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit number one, card number three, and three other big answers. Does anybody know what the other three answers are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit took it home at number one. Cards was number three on the list. And then we have three other answers. What does a magician make disappear? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I think they make flowers to disappear.
No flowers on the list.
Okay.
No flowers on the list here this morning. What are the other three answers? Name something a magician makes disappear. Three other big answers to go here. Go ahead, caller.
I have two answers, Scott. How about a human being?
Yes, a person's number two on the list.
The other answer is you pay admission to see the magician, right?
You do.
So your money would disappear.
Well,
it disappears before the trick is even done, so it kind of comes with the show.
Well, money is number five on the list. Now, do you know anything about the digital coupons?
The ones at a certain place that your protégés work at, and someone told me that you also occasionally put groceries into paper receptacles or plastic receptacles at said location. I use them all the time. They've always got the milk, $1.29 for half a gallon, ice cream, all the stuff, all dairy products are big. So I use said methods fairly frequently.
Well, I know about those coupons, but I'm talking about like the Dollar General. Do they have a card or something?
I believe they have some kind of a plan. I don't shop there often, but I do admire Sarah for her outstanding deals on cat food and other important items.
Now, what do you make of Buckeye Guy's prediction? Now, I know you're not into the game tomorrow, but do you think that's an accurate prediction for the game?
I actually was sleeping earlier during the show, so what is his prediction?
35-20 OSU.
Okay, well, that's nice kind of round numbers, divisible by five.
That is true, but in a football game, is divisible by five a good thing?
Well, it means you could score a lot of safeties and field goals. That would be kind of exciting.
I don't know if I see that happening.
Nope.
I did not realize it was
a game last weekend. The Jets, I think, and the Jets in Kansas City, I think. And I'm not mistaken, the Jets scored one of each in one quarter, and that was really rare. You know, and it was a weird safety because of a penalty. I didn't even realize you could score one that way. And they had the field goal and touchdown. Patrick looked a little didn't look perfect. It's like, yeah, again, he and Joe Burrow are kind of similar. They're both starting out not quite as exciting as you might expect, but I think they will warm up.
Could be. Now, why do you prefer the NFL to college football? I hear that from a lot of people.
Many reasons. I don't like that a Columbus is dominated by Ohio State. I don't the campus. I don't like that part of town. And, you know, I didn't go to Ohio State. But I understand, as I mentioned earlier, Ohio State's very important to the economy and the lifestyle here, and that's fine. I'd like to see colleges coexist better with the city, Cincinnati being a good example. Cincinnati is much smaller, and the city itself, not the metro, is much smaller than Columbus in area and population. And I believe I looked at this once, the two major colleges together, about the same student population as OSU, yet they seem to coexist better. Cincinnati's mentality is very different in that regard. So, but again, I understand the importance of it. I think it's evolved a bit as Columbus has grown and diversified. Always, in general, found professional sports to be better. As I question how much effort is put into the sport participation by students. It's like the OSU students actually end up learning as much as someone who wouldn't be so involved with a sport that's part of the college. And athletic scholarships, like a lot of people, I question the viability of those. I guess that would be the shortest possible answer, Scott. You know, I can be long-winded but very thorough, and I don't want to hog your whole show.
Well, I just, you know, I did not...
A few things that come to mind, those are some things off the top of my head.
You know,
I always kind of like the Bengals. I always found they have always one or two players, as many teams do, that are exciting, and their kicker and their quarterback currently certainly are two of the best young players around, and they're good to watch.
I did not realize it was homecoming weekend. That's interesting, because, you know, I went there, so it's like homecoming.
Did you listen to the news? Oh, you mean for OSU or for?
For Marion? OSU.
Okay, well, for Marion also. Yeah, it's a big thing. You when you went to high school, Scott, were you homecoming king by chance?
You know, I don't even think they had such a thing back then.
Oh, you could have been the MC, broadcaster for the homecoming.
Well, I do remember I think I interviewed the homecoming court, or I don't remember. There was something to do with homecoming that I did do when I was in high school, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
I mean, what better job would there to be? You'd be the interviewer to the homecoming court. You interview the king. I'm still challenging you. Interview King Charles on the air. I want to hear Chucky Baby, or at least Henry, or Harry, whatever. It goes by both, I guess.
Now,
in the royal family, talk to Harry and Meghan. I think you can get them on the air. That would be like getting Bill Cosby, and you've already done that.
I was talking with Matt and Carrington the other day. Why do we care so much about the royals in America?
Because we think of the legacy where we were part of the UK. The UK is similar in many ways, but very different than others. And maybe we are envious. We don't have a royal family. We have, again, the Kennedys, I mean, the Bushes. We have some families that are almost like a royal family here. I mean, not really, just they're kind of thought of in that way. I mean, the Kennedys may be the closest. And we see that the royal family, it's more of a symbolic leadership. And we like the pomp and circumstance, the class. We don't really have here. I would guess that would be them. And they're just glamorous. Is the presidency really considered such a glamorous job? So that might be why.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I guess that's the best answer I can give, Scott. I know Joan Rivers used to joke about it a lot, and it was hilarious.
Well, they're always on the magazines, I'll say that. That's the way it goes.
Well, I'm glad I could give two answers, and I still say the money disappearing is due to paying admission for the show. That's my reason for that being on there.
Oh, that could be. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a good day, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. All right, name something a magician makes disappear. We've got a rabbit, a person, cards, and money. One answer left on the list with 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead.
Don't they do something with scarves?
No.
On their sleeve or something. Oh, and did you get that one off the, like, off the curb? Did you finish that?
You know, we haven't finished that one yet, and I don't have it in front of me, but we'll probably go back to that one next week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. No Scarbs on the list here with about 90 seconds left to go before the break. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about his hat?
His hat, absolutely. That is the final answer. Hey, with about
I'm
a minute.
Like you, Scott.
Huh?
The royal family, I don't think means nothing to me. I don't see, you know, idolizing. The royal family has persecuted the, you know, the people, you know, in past. I mean, that'd be like, you know, idolizing somebody that, you know, brought the slaves over here, you know?
Yeah, but they must sell magazines because they are on the cover of those every week.
Oh, yeah, they sell magazines, but to me, I think it's ridiculous. That's stupid.
Well, I keep trying to figure out exactly what it is about the royal family that has now surpassed movie stars and politicians and anybody of note in the United States because, you know, it's probably 5-1, the royal family on the magazines.
Yeah, they put their pants on the same way me and you put ours on, so I don't know.
You know, does it have anything to do they don't really have any power. I don't know what. It may be glamour that they're always dressed up, they're always in formal clothes, but maybe we want that because we're kind of a dressed-down society now. We're not a very formal society anymore.
A friend of mine a few months back was arguing with me that the Queen makes all the decisions over there, and she rules Canada, too. And he's a know-it-all guy.
Yeah.
But I hope he... There was a show on TV about the royal family, and they was talking about, you know, how they don't do no ruling. And I'd like for him to see that. I don't know if he ever did that. But
you know, a lot of people think that. You have to explain that to a lot of people because the Prime Minister of England does not get a lot of play usually. No, I don't think we know who the Prime Minister is if you would poll Americans. But we certainly know who the Queen was. We certainly know who the King is. And I think that's
all the names too. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's why we think that they have power, but they are just a monarch. They have no power in government. Although the Prime Minister, I believe, does meet with the Queen, or did meet with the Queen. Probably meets with the King. I don't know if it's every week or every month or what it is.
People
they do
over there don't elect a Prime Minister.
No, the Parliament does that.
The Parliament, you know, they elect the Parliament.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, you know, Congress over here in the Senate electing the president, you know.
You know, we're going to run out of time here, but I want you to stay tuned because I know later on today you might have something to say with the fact that our congressman may be the next Speaker of the House, your favorite, Jim Jordan. So,
oh, God.
I know. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about it later. Stay tuned. All right. Matt Morgan has arrived in the studio just in time for us to go to break. But we'll talk about him getting up late on this fall autumn morning here, Friday morning. Be back after this.
Rotten mean. Because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh.